This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The County Critical Incident Response Team will investigate the circumstances surrounding a deputy-involved shooting on Highway 169 north of Wichpeck at the Martins Ferry Bridge on Friday night at just before 10 o'clock. The sheriff's office reports the deputy spotted a suspicious vehicle parked in the roadway, and it was occupied by Hoopa resident George Robbins. For undisclosed reasons, the deputy ended up firing his weapon, and Robbins was pulled from the vehicle and first aid was administered while medical personnel were en route. Robbins was taken to the hospital for treatment and later cleared and booked into county jail. A firearm was recovered from the car, and the investigation into the shooting is underway. Arcata police and an ambulance crew were dispatched to the scene of an apparent shooting at about 2:45 in the morning yesterday. When officers reached the scene, they found a 17-year-old who had suffered a gunshot wound following an altercation with another party. The suspect fled the scene prior to a police arrival, and the victim was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. No other details surrounding the incident have been made available. The suspect remains at large. CAL FIRE reports a small grass fire that ignited near Highway 101 south of Willits and 5 miles north of Redwood Valley has grown to just over 1,000 acres with estimated containment at 10%. The fire has forced the evacuation of the Baker Creek subdivision, and the evacuation order has expanded to include livestock and areas near the subdivision. The Red Cross is offering vouchers for evacuees that can be used at the Coyote Creek Casino, and the Redwood Empire Fairground is being used as an evacuation center for livestock. The fire was ignited when a pickup hauling a trailer caught fire south of Willits, a blaze which destroyed the truck and trailer and led to a small grass fire that soon spread. A corrections deputy making routine rounds and cell checks on Friday night saved the life of an inmate who was in the process of committing suicide by hanging. The corrections deputy found the inmate with a blanket tied around his neck in an apparent suicide attempt, and other deputies and medical personnel responded to the location. The inmate was lowered to his bunk and drifted in and out of consciousness while medical personnel attended to him and life-saving measures were conducted. The inmate was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment, where he was stabilized and later released back into custody of the jail. The inmate remains under close observation. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in Big Lagoon State Park on Friday morning at just before 10 o'clock contacted two people wanted in connection with a string of burglaries committed in Trinidad and Patrick's Point State Park. The deputy located Leslie Osborne, also known as Leslie McCovey, along with William Osborne, sitting in a parked car. A search of the vehicle turned up items taken from several vehicle burglaries, and the pair were booked into county jail on a list of charges. The investigation into the actions of the two continues. The Six Rivers National Forest will hold a memorial service for firefighter Bill Jaros, who died a week ago Saturday while on a conditioning hike with fellow crew members. The memorial service will be held at the Delnord County Fairgrounds tomorrow morning, and it will be preceded by an escort procession that will include the Forest Service and CAL FIRE honor guards, as well as representatives from the military. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The decriminalization of marijuana for personal cultivation and use and the ongoing work at the local, county, and state level to craft the rules and regulations regarding the industry suggests that a transition period will ensue as legal growers do the necessary work to become legitimate. There will still be illegal growers in the county, and District Attorney Maggie Fleming said the focus from her office will be to prosecute as many of those non-compliant growers as possible so that those who have taken the proper steps did not do so in vain.
For those people who are trying to do it right, who have gotten their permits, they engineered, you know, the site so that it didn't negatively impact down the hill. The people who have really said, I'm attempting to be a good neighbor, a good steward, you don't want that person to feel that all of the steps they took, why bother?
Fleming said that the illegal grower will be the focus in order to protect the legal industry and to remind those who wish to remain non-compliant there will be a cost, both criminal and civil, to pay.
Not only did they do it wrong and make an incredible profit from that, but now nothing happened to them. So the idea is you do look at the penalties both from the point of view of we don't want someone to have profited from their illegal activity, but we also need for them to understand there's a punishment associated with that.
You can listen to District Attorney Maggie Fleming talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.